What is up, everybody? Welcome in to the Bat Flip. We discuss everything baseballs. I'm Lynn Raby. With me, Deuce Thomas. Talking about a rough weekend in Tuscaloosa. Tennessee gets a win on Friday. Loses the next two. Ends up losing the series. Just that close from getting that game on Sunday. Just a tough way to lose. Before we get into that, I do want to tell you about a good friend of ours. That is Aguani Farms Golf Course in beautiful Rockford, Tennessee. Aguani Farms ranks among the most popular Knoxville area golf courses to host golf events, outings, and tournaments. The golf course offers a wide range of challenge and playability for golfers of all skill levels. Book your tee time today online at aguanifarmsgolf.com or by phone at 865-970-7132. Guys, go check them out. We were actually at Aguani Farms watching the game today, and it was just too good of a day. St. Patty's Day, we had the Gaelic beers going, we were doing a putting challenge, we were trying to win a wedge, and Tennessee just couldn't come through to make it that much better. It sucks to be that kind of close there at the last part of it. Sucks to have a lead, didn't get it taken from you. And then having a chance to get it right back and just not able to do so and come up short. I mean, I don't have a ton to say. I'm kind of upset about it. I am. Because I do think Tennessee's probably a better team than Alabama. I just think Alabama came up in big moments, and Tennessee did not. They had that kind of late down game on Saturday where you find yourself in a hole due to some – you know, defensive errors and things like that. And then, you know, can't get anything done with runners in scoring position. I think you're 0 for 7 and just not good with runners on base in general that night. And it just stinks that you, like, came out Friday night so hot. It looks like you're going to run away with it, shell their ace, and just couldn't get it done. So it sucks. We'll move on because you have to move on. Otherwise, like, because it doesn't get any easier. You got Ole Miss coming to town this weekend who just beat South Carolina. Almost got the sweep against South Carolina. I think South Carolina won the game on Sunday. And then you have Xavier in the midweek. So got to move on, got to move forward. You know, you remember last year Tennessee did make it to Omaha. They were swept by a terrible Missouri team that first weekend. So got to figure it out. Got hit in the mouth a little bit, as did every SEC team that played away. Kind of got kicked in the teeth a little bit. It's kind of that first true road experience, and just weren't able to steal a series away from Alabama. It just sucks to lose to Alabama and anything. So, Deuce, what do you got for me this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, just overall sad. You know, Tennessee athletics this weekend is kind of like that kid at school. Even though you wore green, he still pinches you. So. Yeah. It's just, like you said, today was great. Everything, I mean, the boys are buzzed and the vibes are high, and then Tennessee just bends us over. What's new? Yeah. But, yeah, like you said, I mean, you hate to lose to Alabama. We hate losing to anybody, but especially Alabama. But, yeah, just a couple of things just didn't go your way. You come out Friday and you're thinking, man, we're about to just absolutely just destroy these guys all weekend. And then they settle in, they take care of business. So kudos to them. There was a few things that you'd like to see happen, you know, the other way, go our way. But, I mean, at the end of the day, playing the SEC is tough. You're going to have weekends like this where the other team just finds a way to beat you. And they did. And you got to tip your cap to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the main thing for me is – the bottom of the lineup has to do – they have to be able to produce some runs somehow, some hits, some get on base somehow. 8 hits between after our 5-hole. Yeah, after Dryling, so Villeneuve, Curley, Peebles or Stark, whoever it is, Inslee, it was Dalton Bargo some – Dalton Bargo had 2 of those hits. Peebles had one. Dean Curley had one. So you had four on Friday. After that, the last two games, you had four total. And I think zero on Saturday between the four of those guys. So, like, you have to have some sort of production. You know, you can't just be so top heavy. I understand a lot of those runs are going to come from the top of the lineup. Those are professional baseball players. But every good team has guys in the bottom of that lineup that can produce at some point. That's what made that team so good a couple years ago. Like, wasn't really a hole in that lineup. We've seen big things from Robin Villeneuve. We've seen big things from Dean Curley, who just a couple weeks ago had nine RBIs in a single game. Obviously, Cannon Peebles is a guy who is a freshman All-American. Like, he has it. I like what I see from Dalton Barger. I know he didn't have a great game on Saturday, but, you know, on Friday, he was a big part in that game. You know, came in, didn't start, but came in to pinch hit, and his last two – or his only two at-bats were two hits. So I think he might need some more run, you know, maybe another chance to kind of take one of those spots. But, yeah, the bottom line, like, after Dreiling, it just was a big drop-off there, and you can't have that. Also, the mental errors on Saturday, like, that's got to be cleaned up. There was some today, too, where it's like, guys, like, it was kind of like, you know, the Bad News Bears, like, that's what it felt like at times. Like, we're overshooting a cutoff man, and, you know, it's going past the base, like, to the wall, or it's out of play and they get another base. Like, that stuff can't happen. Whereas, like, look at the end of this game. Like, you're that close to getting back that lead. You know, if you don't have those mental errors, that game's probably a lot different.
Yeah, I just felt like all weekend, you know, besides Friday, they didn't really beat you as much as you kind of beat yourself. Which, I mean, they did. They put themselves in situations where they could win the game. But I feel like we put ourselves kind of in that spot to where we – especially – I'm thinking a lot about the Sunday game. That one's just so fresh on my mind. You talk about later, you know, down in the lineup. We're just – it'd be different if you're just getting unlucky. You know, you're roping one to – right to a guy or – you know, you're having great at bats and you're striking out. We're beating ourselves. Our bats are not good. We're swinging at just crap that we shouldn't be swinging at. And, you know, we're making it easier on the pitchers. And that's total opposite than our guys at the top of the lineup that are just, you know, absolutely annoying as hell. I guarantee it as an opposing pitcher. But, yeah, I mean, when the bottom of your lineup's not producing anything, that you lose ball games that way. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like basketball, too. Connect can't be our only player. You know, you got to have – you know, you can't just have your top four people in the lineup winning the ball game for you. Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll figure it out. It's so tough to say. It's like, you know, you're, what, 20 games in, close to 20 games in. But it's so early in the season. First taste of SEC play.
Yeah,
and you got busted in the mouth, and that's fine. I mean, and you're going to see what this team's made of come next weekend or midweek, and then next weekend against Ole Miss.
Yeah, and like that's something that has really stood out to me. And like when you're scoring a lot of runs, it doesn't really matter. But teams are jumping on Tennessee in the first inning. Like Illinois did it. Yep. Alabama has done it. I think they scored first in every game. Did they score in the first inning of every game? They did Friday. They did Saturday, and they did Sunday, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So yeah, that's something that they got to figure out. I don't know if it just takes us a second to get into it, because like after those first three innings, Drew Beam settled down on Saturday and was fine. You know, I thought A.J. Russell pitched pretty well. You know, it's good to see him back. I know they're itching to get him to where he was at, because I feel like that could have been a difference in the game. What does the rotation look like? Because you know, I like what we get from Nate Snead. I don't know if you want him pitching 5 1/3 innings because I think it was a little bit too long. Like,
yeah,
you know, I said on More Important Issues last night, I was like, you know, he was kind of teetering that line of are you going to pull him or not? He was always in trouble. Now he got out of it a lot, and you got to give him credit for that. But then, like, you dug yourself in a hole, and, you know, Frank Anderson goes out to meet with him. You know, he's got a hit batter in that inning, gives up a single. A guy barrels one to the outfield. Luckily, it's right to somebody. And then the next guy hits a 3-run bomb. Like, and then it's too late. Yeah, like, I mean, you're hoping where he's able to get out of that inning and all is well. But you go from having the lead heading into the top of the eighth, or I guess that would be the top of the ninth.
Top of the ninth, yeah.
Yeah. With a lead, and now you're down 2 runs because of it.
Yeah.
So woulda, coulda, shoulda, you didn't take him out, it cost you. You know, maybe you're kicking yourself for that. I don't know. Again, I'm not gonna act like I probably would have taken him out, but I'm not gonna act like I am better than Tony Vitello because he's done a lot with less over these past couple of years and built this program up. So it's hard for me to just say like, oh, he made a huge mistake in that one because Nate Snead got out of a lot of them going into it. You know, trouble wasn't something new to him in that game. So
it is what it is. Yeah, you hate to question Tony there, but, you know, I think most people kind of felt like, man, it may be time to pull him here. But like you said, he's got out of situations. He's thrown the ball well. So it's just kind of – it's just
AJ Russell is healthy. Nate Snead doesn't go 5 1/3.
Right, right.
So that I think that's part of the issue right now is you just need AJ Russell healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what – I mean, do you just have him pitch Sunday now? Like, is that going to be your thing? AJ Causey's shoving. You know, Drew Beam's going to have a spot regardless.
Right.
And then AJ, the issue with Sunday is you had 2 strikeouts in 2 innings with AJ Russell. You had 2 strikeouts the remaining of the game. I mean, Alabama put the ball in play. That's why they were able to win the game.
Yeah.
They just hit it a little bit better than you. And I don't know if that's so much on Tennessee. Tennessee had some missed opportunities. You know, Kavaris Tears had a rough go of it with the bases loaded on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It is what it is. You lost this one. You got to move on. It just sucks losing anything to Alabama. God, I hate losing to them so much.
Yeah, those necklaces are pretty cool, though.
God. Yeah, and they all have their – you know, you have their starting pitcher wearing their hat all the way to the side like CeCe Sabathia. You have – you know, they have these puka shell diamond necklaces on and – you know, they have crosses on their face. Just like, I just hate losing to that crap show.
Yeah, I mean, it's like TikTok influencers out there.
Yeah.
It's insane. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know who told their pitcher on Friday that he looked good with that little flat bill to the side, but whoever told him that needs to get their ass whooped. Sorry. Sorry for cussing.
Yeah, it just sucks to lose that one because you were – you know, the kind of that close big third inning there with Dylan Dreiling. And I'm not going to ruin an MVP, like, but I'm going to tell you who the MVP is. And if you want to go with Dylan Dreiling too, that's fine. Mine is going to be Dylan Dreiling because I think he was your best player all weekend and came up huge in huge situations. Even today, like, that's a tough spot, or even Sunday, sorry, when that's a tough spot to go in with bases loaded. 2 outs and just battle.
Yeah.
Fought
off some tough pitches.
Oh, yeah.
That it's like you're sitting there like, how did he even touch that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I sit there. I was sitting there and I was like, man, who's MVP? He was the first one that came to my mind. And I was like, man, let me get a couple of, you know, in case Landon says Dreiling, but he really was the only
clear cut.
Yeah, I mean, there was, you know, some others like Christian Moore, I think, was it game two? He went 4-for-5. Mm-hmm. But Dreiling just, and it wasn't even like his bat as much as just, or like, you know, his overall, let me see what I think he, like 3-for-12, but he had 7 RBIs, but he was just like huge situations. Yeah. He stepped up. I mean, when other guys really didn't step up, he came to bat. He came up to bat, and I mean, he made the plays. He made the play in left field that at the time you thought was a game saving catch, mm-hmm. turned out not to be. He's hitting his stride, and we talked about it earlier in a few episodes earlier that we need to get him going, and he's gotten going in a big way.
Yeah. For sure, yeah, he's making some money every time he has a good weekend like this in SEC play. Again, he is a guy that you might lose to the draft because he's playing well, but you take it because he's playing well.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And that's the now. So again, yeah, just kind of move on from this one. Yeah. That's kind of all I got. But Dylan Dreiling was a dude when you have the bases loaded, two outs. Bases loaded, no out. Sorry. Amick pops up to the first baseman. Tier strikes out. You're like, oh, man, we're going to get out of this with nothing. And he's like, hold up, guys. I got it.
Yep.
I'm a good baseball player. I'll put it in the gap. I'll clear the bases. That's what you need out of a guy that I don't – he's a veteran now. I mean, he played a full season last year for you. Was a really good freshman and now is just like an everyday player for you, and he's just a stud and a huge part of this Tennessee lineup now.
Yeah, it's unreal. I don't know. It was just, yeah.
And his ball wasn't landed from Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Little ding-dong.
Did he broke the tracker? I mean, how far did that ball go?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, we have no idea.
On the replay, the guy hops the fence, but I'm like, I mean, he saw it off the bat, so he probably didn't see it land.
Unreal. Yeah. Unreal.
Yeah, probably put in somebody's cereal bowl back there in Tuscaloosa. I don't even know if it's still in the city of Tuscaloosa, the city limits. There's no way.
For the baseball's sake, I'd hope not.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sucked because Friday, like, it just seemed like you had it going. Mm-hmm. Like this was going to be your weekend. And then you kind of stumble on Saturday, but you still felt like, you know, I had all the confidence in the world coming into Sunday that I was like, well, we're going to win this series. And, you know, you felt like that through a big part of the game. It's just a couple of things here and there that just, you got the best of you, and Alabama found a way to win, and that's what it takes in the SEC. It's okay to drop a series. It's not going to kill you. Baseball is baseball. Like we said, I just hate it's Alabama.
Agreed. I mean, that's the worst part of this whole thing. You know, you're not going to win every series like that. That is extremely tough to do. If you do that in the SEC, like, you could be like that 2022 team where you're considered one of the best teams ever assembled in college baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to happen very often. It just sucks. It's Alabama, man.
Brutal.
Yeah. And I do want to point out one more thing about Friday. Friday, you win that game 11-3. I mentioned the four hits in the bottom of that lineup. Three of them were RBIs. The rest of those two games didn't get any production, and you lose them. Like, that could be the difference in Tennessee in basketball getting put out in the round of 32 or, you know, making it to the Final Four. It's kind of dependent on Santiago Vescovi and Josiah Jordan James. Like, those two producing, Tennessee's good.
Yep.
If the bottom of this lineup's producing, it's going to be really tough to beat this team and the runs that they are capable of scoring.
Yeah. It may be a good thing for us. You always hate this. Oh, this is a good loss. This is a good loss for us. It's so cliche. But maybe it is. I mean, maybe it is. Maybe it'll light a fire. Maybe we'll get rolling. Maybe the bottom lineup realizes, like, man, we got to step up. Because, like you said, you do. You don't say that you win the whole series, but I think you do take two or three if they step up a little bit.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, you win Sunday.
Easy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a tough one. But you move on. I mentioned that you will play Xavier on Tuesday, and then this weekend you will play Ole Miss at home. So back at home, maybe that helps you get going a little bit. You know, just that – I guess there's just something at home in the SEC. I don't know what it is, but apparently there was something this weekend. You know, having that first true series on the road is difficult. It was difficult last year where you lost to a terrible Missouri team. But you move on. You did get one. You know, you just don't get swept. Don't do that. Win that first game and, you know, get the series win. But if you're not going to do that, at least avoid the sweep. And Tennessee was at least able to do that this weekend. I don't have a lot else. It again, just sucks to Alabama. My MVP is Dylan Dreiling.
And times two.
Okay. Yeah. Dylan Dreiling, MVP. We're not going to go with another one. It's just Dylan Dreiling. So thank you for that. Hopefully he's able to continue that. And, you know, hopefully you get more production from the bottom of that lineup. And we'll see what AJ Russell looks like this coming week. I think that's a big issue with this team is they're just kind of like a – like no identity there or just like a question mark of like AJ Causey is pitching well. Like, I don't think you really move him now. It'd be different if you weren't in SEC play yet, but now that you're in SEC play, he's got that under his belt on the road. He pitched well. I think you don't mess with it. AJ Russell moves to Sunday and that's just going to help your bullpen out. Because I know you didn't really have to use any bullpen arms on Saturday. Beam pitched the whole eight innings, but you know, it's just I just think there's something missing. You know, I don't know if Kirby is Xander need to see more out of the bullpen. Is more of Marcus Phillips, which we didn't even. Did we even see him this weekend? I don't think you did. I think Andrew Binkie is pitching well. I'd like to see Aaron Combs get going a little bit more. But yeah, there just seems to be like a piece missing, and I'm hoping it's just AJ Russell. When you're able to put him in, it takes the pressure off that bullpen a whole lot, and you're just rolling from there.
Yeah, no, I agree 100% with the AJ Causey. I mean, it's like if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Yep. I mean, he's. I know we had talked about it the other day. On Friday, he came out, and you were like, oh, man, first inning, like back-to-back bombs. Like, uh-oh. And then he just settles in, and then he just kind of coasted.
Yeah.
And that's happened multiple times where we've had pitchers that, you know, get hit up a little bit early, but they settle in, which is it's great to see. But, yeah, I think I'm just done talking about everything. Yeah. It's just, I mean, I can't even be positive.
Yeah. Just a rough weekend in general to be a Tennessee fan. But thank y'all for listening to this depressing episode. It's hard when you're just talking about one sport to find, you know, something positive to talk about. I do think this is a good baseball team. It is a long season. So just enjoy the ride. You know, it could always be worse. Like last year was bad. You know, when you get swept at Missouri, you did come back with a sweep. So maybe we just need to go with sweep Ole Miss, all is well. We make up for it. And then we just, you know, keep rolling from there. Again, baseball is baseball. It's up and down. It's a roller coaster. It's going to be a roller coaster for probably every player on Tennessee's roster. But Tennessee's got a talented team, and they'll figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. Get the boys home. Maybe just a change of scenery.
Yep.
Let's get rolling.
Yep. We'll be in Lindsey Nelson this weekend. If you see us, hit us up. Also, if you want to do a hot dog review, just come up to me and we'll make that happen. Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever had a Lindsey Nelson dog? Have you? When's the last time you?
I haven't.
You haven't had one?
No,
okay.
I haven't.
Oh, yeah. One bite. Everybody knows the rules.
Dude, I like a good hot dog.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing better.
Chili? They're chili there?
I could probably get you some chili.
Okay. I'm not just going onions and mustard.
Okay. Yeah. You ain't getting no kisses after you do onions and mustard. That's for sure. That's disgusting.
No.
But yeah, we'll do that. We'll be there this weekend. Thank y'all so much for listening, and we'll be back next week. Thanks.